It takes a lot of guts to come on the radio. It takes a lot of guts to come on the radio and tell a story that Wayne Higgs is about to tell us. Unfortunately, he's got a terminal illness. It's cancer, a rare cancer. There's a report out today calling for the government to offer perhaps a different approach for rare and less common cancers to improve outcomes and maybe put some more money into it. Wayne is a man that I'm sure would love to find a cure, but they've been told there's none for him. Wayne, good morning to you.
Yeah, how you going?
Good, bud. Tell us what you were diagnosed with and how did it come about?
Well, I started in 2014. I was diagnosed with maxillary cancer, which is cancer of the sinus cavity. Underwent a 17-hour operation to remove basically all the bone structure in the right-hand side of my face. Come back sort of 6 months later, come back all clear. But then I had another cancer formed above my right eye. End up losing the right eye and some other little bits and pieces. Got the all clear again, but then 6 months later, had another one form on the trigeminal nerve that comes down from the brain. Now, that one they can't operate on. So last May, they gave me 6 to 12 months to live. I've actually gone past that use-by date, which is very good.
Which is great.
But the biggest problem is there's other treatments out there that I can't access because they're not covered by the PBS.
Yeah. And how frustrating is that when you kind of think, well, mate, I'm dying here. I need someone to help me.
Well, it's very frustrating. Rare Cancers Australia are trying to change all that. Richard and Kate Vines run Rare Cancers Australia. They're doing a fantastic job, but it's an uphill battle.
So how much would it cost for you to be able to get treatment?
I'd be looking around about $90,000 to find out, with the first sessions, to find out if it works.
Are you married, Wayne?
Yeah, yeah.
You got any kids?
Yeah, I've got two daughters and two grandsons.
Gee, that's terrible. Do you look at them and think, why me?
I've given up looking at and thinking, why me? If I start feeling that way and feeling pity for myself, I'm not going to get anywhere. I've got through this through looking, well, I suppose you'd call it on the bright side.
Yeah.
I'm still here at the moment. My wife and I have always I've sort of looked at the worst but planned for the best.
Yeah.
And we're still trying to do that at the moment.
Well, it takes a lot of guts to come on the radio today and make the pledge, but honestly, a lot of people would say give the guy some money to be able to do what he needs to do. And, Wayne, we wish you all the best. It takes a lot of courage, as we said, to do what you've done today, and we wish you all the best going forward, mate.
No worries, mate. It puts a new swing on the old saying of dying to be famous, doesn't it?
Yeah. Good on you, Wayne.
Good on you, Wayne.
Wayne Higgs, that report
got a positive
out
attitude.
I mean, I've never heard of that cancer that he referred to, of the nasal cavity, and that's what we're talking about. There's a lot of rare cancers out there where people suffer in silence, and maybe we need to change that.
Heartbreaking, isn't it?